Hello and welcome, everyone. It is Friday night, June 14th, 2013. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Amatron. Tonight is Paranormal Sounds Like Sci-Fi Night. So we're interested in hearing any of your questions about any kind of paranormal or odd activities, as well as testimonials about any healings you've had. And now I will welcome Ron to the show.
Hi, everybody. So we're here again, another VBS evening, and today is our paranormal show. So we both have call-ins, and we'd like you to talk about a paranormal experience that you have had. And we will see how that looks and maybe see how other people are listening feel about that experience too. Everything could be paranormal, especially when you deal with timelines. So let's first energize the light beam. So get the light beam up on your monitor screen. And here we go. We're going to energize it, bringing in peace energy into your room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And that feels pretty good. So let's see what we can do here. I was thinking of doing a clearing for people that looks like loneliness. It might be kind of a little different, but let's do a clearing for loneliness. Here we go. So just count to five to release it. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do another clearing, maybe for a situation that you have had in your life that keeps kind of recycling. We do have that clearing on the website. But maybe something that don't like experiencing, let's put it that way. So here we go. Oh boy. One, two, three, four, and this is for loneliness. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So, Ann, we'll just see how that goes for everybody here.
Thank you, Ron. Okay, and just a reminder to everyone, you can put any quick messages to us on the fast chat, but also if you have something you'd like us to read, please send it to clsquestions@yahoo.com. I have that open now. There are a few things in there, and I was wondering, Ron, thank you so much for those healings. We have a question from someone. Now, this was a couple of days ago. She had a pain in her left wrist, and do you see anything that needs to be removed? And if you could perhaps answer that question for the listener, but it also prompted me to ask if perhaps you could do a quick pain release clearing for everyone.
Yeah, so let's release pain here. And here we go. So, one, two, oh boy, three, four, five, and six. And again, one, two, three, four, five, and six. Okay, we'll just see how that tends to work for everybody. I don't know about the critters. I'm seeing some type of energy there, but I can't say. Just see if that pain clearing works.
Okay. Yeah, maybe this listener is feeling better already. I hope that's the case. It sounds like she did already do healings. She wasn't just, calling you. So hopefully this will help finish it off. Did we just get a caller?
Yes.
Hi. Who's this?
Hi. Hi, it's Eleni.
Hi. Go ahead.
I had a kind of paranormal, but it certainly did blow my mind. When I first met Ron, I was obsessed with a sense of dying. And you might remember my previous phone calls and how, basically after the first weekly call, that kind of left. And then I did the death barcode. Well, this past Friday, I was sitting at a light waiting for it to change, and I looked down because I was, dialing a number, and I kind of missed my chance to go, or I was late in my chance to go. And when I looked up, a guy was also dialing a number or texting or something and blew right through a very, very, the light had been red for a really long time, and he blew right through it. And I realized that, I feel that this was one of my, assigned death things, because if I had moved at the proper time, I would have been a goner. He would have hit me right in the side of my thing. But I feel like because, I averted this really near death thing because of getting rid of the death barcode. That's my feeling.
Wonderful. May I just ask, when was it that you met Ron?
February at the Conscious Life Expo in L.A.
Just this past February?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay. Okay, terrific. That's wonderful. Does that feel right to you, Ron?
Yeah.
Like that could have been a much worse incident?
Yeah, it doesn't feel good. What can we do for this? I was thinking maybe we could bring forth the energy, that's if you'd want to, just to see what could have happened to you, because it doesn't look too good. I don't know
sure.
if that'd be the right thing to do, you know, open up Pandora's box. But when I look on that timeline, remember, the death barcodes are hooked on the timeline, and it almost
mm-hmm.
feels like you would have probably been in a wheelchair, you know. That's what it looks like to me, you know.
You know, that's what I got to run. I got that myself.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
then you know, that would be your life, you know.
Yeah.
In a wheelchair.
Ooh, that's
so, yeah,
I think to have not.
All I took you off of that timeline that
mm-hmm.
you would be experiencing, you know, that situation.
Yes, and I think and I think I have to do some timeline healings for that particular thing. I kind of got a message that I should do that, not for the accident, but for the wheelchair thing that came to me this week as something I need to do. I think
yes.
the timelines
on
in a wheelchair.
Yes, 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 yes.
Pardon?
Yes,
yes
do
that's
that
what I get,
because
too.
Because that's on a timeline, and you want to crash that timeline. Oh, this is very good.
Yes, yes.
I'm excited that you have that, you know, that observation too, because if you can tune
mm-hmm,
into what
mm-hmm.
the timeline it is, and you crash the timeline, then it won't happen, you know, typically to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
even though the death barcode is gone, that timeline could be out there a little bit, and not
mm-hmm.
that it's going to cause, you know, a gigantic problem, but. To play it safe, since we know about timeline crashing, I would definitely do that.
Yes.
Well, that's good.
Yes. Well, thank you very much for everything.
Yeah. It's good. It's good that you have that that extra vision and you know the clarity of you know seeing and knowing what may have occurred. Very, very good. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm just. Glad that happened, that you're able to have that death barcode taken away and to avoid a situation that would be, I guess most people listening, it would be like the worst thing you could probably encounter, you know. That's the way
total
I
tragedy, really. Yeah.
You know,
well, thanks again. I really appreciate you and your work and all the effort you put out for everyone.
Well, thank you for calling. We really appreciate the testimonials.
Yeah, thank you a lot.
Okay, thank you. I think, goodbye now. I think I heard another beep already. Is there someone else on the line now?
Hello, it's Ed.
Hi, Ed. How are you?
Good, good. I've got a question and a good report. The question is, I was having a dream the other night, and there were some elements in it I was trying to understand. I understand that dreams are timelines within the time continuum, so there are definitely negativity. But sometimes messages come through or whatever that seem to be useful for whatever reason. Now, in the dream, I just remember in the middle of the dream, all of a sudden in front of me was one of my previous spiritual teachers. This was like, he's passed on now. He was this old black preacher that was, you know, he could read you six ways from Sunday. He was very psychic. And I learned many things under him long before I met Ron. And there he was in front of me. And I was so happy to see him. I rushed up to him. And as I did, I realized that I could see my arms and my legs and his arms and his legs and his chest. And we were both made up of rainbow crystals, which was interesting. And in these crystalline forms, we were very excited to see each other because it had been a long time, I guess. I don't know, but it just happened. Very, very excited in my heart and all. And I remember looking at his face, and that was the part that didn't really match, because his face was the face I knew him as a human here before. And the rest of us was all crystal, and I grabbed both his hands, and I put the insides of my feet up on his ankles, and I was sitting in front of him. We were just holding each other, laughing, like, and happy to see each other. And then he started to, as he always used to do back here on the planet, he always used to, then he'd shut his eyes, and he'd look down, then he'd look up, and he'd say, oh. And I says, oh, no, he's going to read for me. And I didn't really want him to, but it was just great to see him. But then he said, the thieves have been called or notified. And that was it. And so I'm wondering, is there anything you can add to what I've understood about this?
Was that Teams yet? T-E-A-M-S? Team like baseball team?
No, thieves, like crooks, robbers, burglars.
Oh, okay. The thieves have been what now? Notified?
Notified or called or summoned, something like that.
Well, I don't know how to answer that one.
Okay.
I don't know, Ed. I'm sorry. I just don't have any information on that.
Okay.
Looking back,
I asked because...
I can't get into that timeline.
Yeah. I asked because maybe sometimes, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
It's all just figured out.
Yep.
Okay, now the good part is last night I had a headache in, like, my third eye, my tisratilla, my forehead, and it's from eye strain. And you've cleared that before for me, and I've always appreciated that. Thank you. But last night I was going to sleep, and I had that eye strain again, which you always said was being triggered, and it was an old thing. And I went to bed, and I lay there in bed, and I closed my eyes, and I could see a ball of purple light, which is what I always see when I close my eyes. It's like it just fades in and then it fades out. It fades in and then it fades out. I don't know what that purple light is, but here's was the interesting part. As I looked at that purple light, I was imagining a black viscous oil, which is interesting because I was cleaning the oil off the garage yesterday, garage floor, and this black oil was like where the pain was in my forehead. And as I put my attention in the center of it, it's, in a sense, it squeezed it. I could feel it. I could actually feel it squeezing out of my forehead. And then I was imagining it like the stuff I was washing in the carport, just being washed away with clear water, washed away with clear water, washed away with clear water. And what was interesting was I really, really felt like my spirit was able to heal that. And that was really cool because I did it. You know, and you've helped me before, you've opened the door, but it was something that I might be learning to do, and I must be collecting enough spirit. For those of you that are new, I've been doing this for 8 years, so it's really nice for me to see something like this come about because it shows that we're getting empowered. If we just clear enough, and here's an example of it, I was able to actually squeeze that black oil, which was the darkness, out of my head, the pain went away, and I feel fine about it now.
Oh, that's good.
That's wonderful, Ed.
So thank you.
Hey, thank you for sharing.
Thank you, Ed. Yes, and thank you for calling.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you so much. We really do appreciate when people call in. Okay. This is... a really good question about a healing, Ron, and I don't know if it's one that's possible to do a sample of, but someone wrote in to say they have done the victim clearing, but they're still experiencing issues. They have people doing both illegal and immoral things to them. So, well, he has two questions. He said, first of all, shouldn't the victim clearing have cleared that, you know, and have addressed those issues? And then what more could you advise?
Okay, victim, huh? Oh, boy, let me think here.
He says he's being caused harm both financially and energetically. by people. So he's under attack.
Yeah, I would do dark side practitioner.
Yes.
And maybe even the self-empowerment clearing. That's what I would say those two for homework could be. The self-empowerment one is probably, it might release the energies from you. But that's what I would look at, is that particular clearing.
And also to keep doing the victim clearing, because he's saying that he did do it whole life. So he could keep that running, and that's going to help.
Yeah, if you keep it going all the time, yeah, that's great if you have the unlimited. That's how you want to use the clearings. Just doing it once, we'll say that maybe you bought it a year or so ago, or even 2 months ago. The clearing stops and clears out before that situation, but it doesn't work after the clearing. If it only works in the now and goes back to the past of what energies you are connected with. So
right.
You want the unlimited so you stay current with your particular clearing.
Right. Okay, thank you, Ron. And I think we may have another caller already. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's
this?
Can you
hear me?
Yes.
This is Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, I'm calling from Washington State. I just had two things, a question and a testimonial. Yesterday,
okay.
The show that Ron did was very, very, very good. I was actually quite surprised because it was talking about the exact thing that I was dealing with. So I was so excited. I was actually saving up to do the spiritual barcode removal, and I kept getting cold feet because I didn't know if it worked or not. But first I did the, I forget the name, but it was the head thing that was free, the alien one.
The head connector,
yes.
Uh-huh.
The,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then the unwanted event thing. And that that was the first time that I actually used your site, and I actually felt something immediately. So I really appreciate that. And also,
excuse me, how long ago was that you got that clearance?
That was yesterday.
Oh, just yesterday. Okay.
Yeah, and I did the spiritual barcode as well, and that was really interesting. I didn't really feel that much, but it was a lot of stuff, so I thought it was pretty cool, and I felt lighter, like a lot of the tense feelings went away. But the question that I had was something that was weighing on me for a while. I guess it kind of rose into paranormal. But for a while, like all my life, I've always felt like there's this programming that says that I don't deserve anything. And I see this in work. I see this in a lot of events that happen, especially in regards to my home. Like I can't keep a home. I can't do anything at a home. And it's like they just hone in on me. And I've been seeing my dreams now I've been writing them down for now 3 years. And every night I have more than like four. And I remember them very vividly. And they're very intense. Like I've been researching for about 8 years now. And just to get to the point, because I'm afraid my cell phone might cut off, my question was, what type of healing would you suggest, or what do you see in terms of this deserving kind of like thing that's kind of on me? Because I've tried everything to get rid of this.
What I would say is maybe people are responding to your psychic billboard. That clearing is $20 for a month. And so you might put down where you are in your life with things maybe not working, and then you can change it. And just see how people respond to you. So you may not notice it yourself, but you watch people responding to you. Then you want to go back into the clearing maybe every day or two and, move along with it in a more positive way. So it's like baby steps, but eventually people will see you differently. That's your psychic billboard.
Okay.
Clearing. That one works really well for people.
Anybody
else
like,
has any suggestions?
I kinda,
if you have the fast chat up, maybe they can say something too in there. Also, the self-empowerment clearing, that's $60. I think that one is for 6 weeks. There's a lot of issues there. Well, the psychic billboard is a really good one to do to kind of get you maybe more jump-started into life. That's what it's for, is to change your reality of how people see you and what other people think of you.
Okay.
That was the first thing that popped into my mind.
Yeah, and that's the way, like, I feel, like, you know, on my tone, I'm always afraid to get blamed for stuff. But the thing about deserving that I was really deep on is, like, a lot of the dreams would show, like, things that I could only equate as past life stuff, where, you know, I would be thrown into these, like, it would almost be like these virtual realities where I would go and constantly try to get ahead but fall apart. Like, I would have constant dreams of being killed, never getting out of the ghetto or anything like that, and it would just weigh on me so much to where it would take an effect. So did you just say after the psychic billboard, you said the karmic one is what you felt was...
No, it'd be the psychic billboard and then also the self-empowerment. Those two kind of go hand in hand.
Okay.
Well, that's what I would do. The psychic billboard is, in fact, what I'll do is I'll take that issue off your psychic billboard right now. And so I'll do something with deservability. So we're going to take away what's in there from other people. And this will work for everybody else listening, too, momentarily. It'll last for about a day or two, and then it'll go back to wherever you are because you're not probably using the clearing, okay? But for deservability, here we go, taking away what other people have. Well, first, what you have put on your billboard, taking that away. There we go. And then what other people have put on there about how they feel about you, about not receiving things, okay, their judgments. There we go. And what the aliens are choosing to do to you because they want to keep you held captive here, and we'll take that off. There we go. And now we're going to put in there that you are open to receive something like that. Everybody out there will have your own way of inputting this, but just think of what you want to have right now onto that. And here we go. We'll just put that on there. Typically, you want to have peace so that you're able to choose, but if you want to be active, then you may want to put something on there. So here we go. What you want to have programmed yourself. There we go. And these normally go across the three different screens there, because we have three different inputs. There we go. And there. So you may feel different. See how people respond to you in the next couple of days. And you may see things happening that, you know, you didn't really expect to have happen.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you feel like anything released yet, Michael?
I don't know. I feel good about talking about it. I guess I'd have to wait and see.
Right.
I know this, sometimes getting a feeling, it comes secondary. But, yeah, so thanks for the help. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, so what happens is you're going to be watching people on how they approach you and the way they look at you, okay? So you may not necessarily... think differently. It's just how they're going to be accepting you and how they're reading your billboard, because you're talking to them psychically without you even knowing about it. That's why we do this clearing, to get people to have the people around them change, accept whatever they want to have to bring forth. So great. So thank you for calling. And do those free clearings. And also that 2000 Year of Darkness clearing is very good.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okie dokie, so thank you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for calling, Michael.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, Ron, yeah, thank you for, that was very interesting, and thank you for that clearing. Excuse me. Okay, we have... I was thinking, too, I bet the Jewish... money codes that you've been giving us lately, Ron, would be very helpful to him. He didn't specifically mention, you know, financials, but...
Yes. So what are you doing for the people who are going to be on the calls coming up here starting tomorrow, this month's body rejuvenation calls. I'm going to be putting out a giving you a code for this month that's not on the website. I had it created, I don't know, 3-4 years ago, but I never really talked about it much. So it's kind of, it's in there, but you can't access it because it's not on the site. But it's going to be a code that you type in, and you're able to neutralize your money. So that's what this clearing is for. And we did kind of samples of that for people. So it's not the Jewish money code, but it is one to neutralize your money so that you can accept it. And maybe you might want to talk about that and about holding the money on you and different things. That way you may have a little different twist on it than what I have.
Yes, well, I know that the other night on a show you had everyone get a bill and you neutralized it and then suggested that we keep it on our bodies, you know, either in a pocket or right close to our bodies. And previous to that, you had said, so of course I did that, and I think a lot of people probably grabbed a 10 or a 20 or maybe a 50 or 100 and activated it and are keeping it on them. But previous to that, you had said we could get $1,000, and I did want to ask you about this because that's you know, it's a lot of money for most people, and it's certainly a lot of money for someone to have physically on their person in cash. And so I was wondering if we did the object clearing on the $1,000, like if we had 10 $100 bills, if we wanted to do that, would the object clearing of each $100 bill work to neutralize the money, and then we could keep that $1,000 on our body for at least a month?
Yeah, the object clearing could possibly work, too, on that, yeah. The one that I'll be handing out will be a lot more horsepower, but it would work.
Okay. Right.
What you do then is neutralize it so that your body will be able to accept that particular bill or just money itself. So typically we're talking about paper money.
Right.
And so the paper money is where the issue is. And the reason why you normally get a larger bill than what you're used to having, everybody, you know, knows what a $1 bill is, but in a 20 is probably pretty common now. But $100 might be a little further of a stretch for some people. And even if you had five of them in your hand, you know, some people from their childhood upbringing, you know, probably are used to fives. And then when the $100 bills, you know, because of inflation, feel like, you know, a $20 bill now, basically, you know, or less, you might get kind of nervous holding, you know, $500, five of those in your hand, you know, because all of a sudden it's needed. And that could be, you know, maybe all of your rent money or you know, a good portion of it or something. And also it could be used to pay bills. So what you do with the money is you actually take whatever you can get your hands on and maybe just go to the bank, and maybe you have a savings account, just draw some out. And, you know, you may want to neutralize it first with the dollar object clearing, but mainly I think the other one would work fine too. And just you want to get the money neutralized so that your body will accept having paper money. And then you wear it, you put it around you, we'll say, or in a bag or something, but as close as you can to your body, so your body will recognize that it can hang on to and accept money. And that's what it's for. So hopefully I'm making this clear. Typically, you know, if you have it close to your body, then your body now is going to know that money's not going to be an evil thing that you may have thought before, hypothetically, or that it's dirty, or that it's hard to get. And so all this kind of goes hand in hand with being able to accept money in your life, because your body has to draw to it. And your body needs to be a money magnet, okay? And how it comes to you makes no real difference to you. You know, people might call you up and say, hey, you know, here's some money that I've owed you in the past. Or maybe, you know, you might be able to get lucky with something. You know, I can't guarantee you're going to win the lottery or anything, but, you know, from there, you know, it just allows you to accept it. And that's the whole process, is the acceptability of having money to come back into your life. And that's the whole process. Anyway, when you neutralize it and you have it with you, then automatically your body will like it. That's the whole thing. Otherwise, it may not like having money. Oh, anything to add, Ann?
No, Ron, just that someone's saying, you know, it seems to be working. And I want to remind everyone that tomorrow, Saturday, is the four-hour ascension call where we go to the lightship, and then Sunday and the next three consecutive Sundays are the eight-hour call. So when Ron says he's going to give out those codes on Sunday, that's what he's referring to, the eight-hour intensive. So please do whatever you can do to get on that, because it's wonderful, wonderful healing. And someone has a question also about the money on that I was curious about, and I feel like I've asked you this before, but I don't remember what you said. Will the neutralizing money code apply to credit cards and bills and invoices? I was going to say ATM cards, because I personally am usually walking around with no cash and just using my ATM card. And is there any way that I mean, I'm hearing you saying get the physical bills and have them on our bodies, and I understand that's probably very important for me. But is there any way to clear our ATM cards or credit cards and stuff like that?
Yeah, you could try that. I don't know. I'm more connected to the bills on the clearing, but I think it would probably work fine. So you'd have to see how it works, you know. Naturally, if that's all you have is that, then by all means, you know, do that clearing, you know?
Right.
Because it may work out fine for you.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, you know, for instance, when you do the codes for the cash, we should just have our, you know, our credit or ATM cards out, too.
It can't hurt anything. It hurts, so.
Right.
You know, by all means, I would give it a try, you know?
Terrific. And we have a lot of feedback on the fast chat about our last caller and the billboards, and people are saying how helpful the billboard clearings have been to them. So we have a lot of testimonials on that. Someone's saying if you want to wear money, you can make an origami ring. And she put a link to how you can do it.
Great, okay.
That's a good idea. I have mine in a baggie, and wearing it under my clothes, where I'm sure you all know where girls will keep their money and hide it. So that's terrific. Thank you so much, Ron. Okay. It's so fun to talk about the money clearings and everything. But we have another sort of creepy paranormal happening. So this gal sent in kind of a long email, and I'm going to paraphrase it. Basically, she saw a white being and came to her bed. And I want to just remind everyone or refresh everyone's memory, you are definitely not seeing a creation lightship being. And this person, I don't think, did think that. But whatever it is, you know, it's not good. And this being touched her, and it hurt. And then she asked a question, you know, what do you want, or why are you here? And this being showed her the space and stars, and then she said, where are you from? And he showed a beautiful galaxy, and she asked, you know, a wormhole opened up. It's all creepy. And then she heard, they are coming. And I asked, is this friend or foe? And I feel like it was foe, meaning enemy, not fake. So I don't know if you want to comment on that, Ron. That's very disturbing that happened to her, and it makes me wonder how many things like that may be happening to a lot of us, but we're just not as sensitive or aware as this listener.
Yeah, did it happen recently? That's the first thing. Any idea? Is it on the fast chat or?
No, it's on an email, and it says a few weeks ago, and they're from Canada. I don't know if that matters.
Okay, let's see here. I'm going to look for the couple weeks ago, so I'll go look for the bean here, and we'll get rid of
it. It's Quebec City. I was going to leave that out, but.
Okie dokie, we're on it. So let's see what's happening here. Nothing should come to you. So that's the first thing, in case people are wondering.
Right.
Anything that comes to you would not be of the light, because the light cannot do that. So here we go. Let's get rid of this energy. So one. Oh, boy. Two. Three. Four. And five. It's gone. So you should feel better. Let me see what else we can do here. Let's take away the energies. Let's see. There's something going on here. Something that should not be, okay, implants. We'll give it some implants. Here we go, everybody. So whether you have this situation yourself or not, here goes the implants. So this person has about five implants attached to them. So first implant, that one's being released. Number two implant, released. Feels like a female. Number three, released. Number four, released. Number five, released. Oh, yes. Number six, released. Some more. Number seven, released. And one more. Number eight, released. There we go. So, you should be feeling better. I'm trying to think what clearing to get on to maybe the alien attack page or something. A week of that to get this thing off of you. That's what I would suggest probably doing. But right now that being should not be around. Oh, back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And it's a shame because, you know, well, we're so lucky to have found you, but I know there are people who think, you know, that sort of thing is wonderful, you know, as I used to, though I never saw anything, you know, that close or that dramatic. But thank you very much for writing that in. Okay, we have a question now about ascension. And if you're, let's say, a male, but you really wish or feel you should be a female, which does happen to a lot of people, you've talked about this before, can you choose the correct anatomical physical body at ascension?
No, because you will probably not have a gender, you know, when you do that. So I would say probably, oh yeah, because at ascension you're just leaving. When you remanifest, you won't have any recall of what's going on because you're going to be picking a body and you won't have anything in this lifetime to bring forth a situation, you know, like you are thinking in this lifetime. So it won't even exist for you. I hope I made sense on that, but you won't have any recall.
Right, it won't matter. You might be suffering with that now, but it will
make
end.
Any difference.
Right, right. I wonder if you've done this before, Ron, a long time ago. Could you do a quick clearing of all of us for, I don't know, say masculinity and femininity, so we have less attachments maybe to that? Like that,
yeah.
We already won't have that attachment?
Okay, here we go. Well, I don't know how that would work. I could try something. I just don't know how to start that one off. But
I was just thinking that you could be a woman, you know, and not even be in a suffering position, but be a little bit too masculine in your energy, you know, or you could be a woman who is overly feminine. And, you know, I don't know, just to disconnect from, I guess those are emotions or mental states.
Yeah, I can do that. So you have to all request what you want. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, one. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Hey, just see if that to help you here.
And perhaps that listener has some suffering in that regard, and that might give that person some relief.
Yeah.
So thank you, Ron. Thank you. Okay. We have another testimonial. This is really a great story, and this is just actually last night this happened. This person is in North Carolina. It's kind of a long email, so I'm going to paraphrase. And there were very bad storms there. And she was running, and I want to get this right, the gray sky clearing, the earth cording gridline removal, timeline removal for ley lines, and a location and space clearing for ley lines. So this is a testimonial about all of those clearings. And basically, this was such a bad storm that when this person drove home and got out of her car, she couldn't even breathe until she got in her house. And then she put all the healings on again when she got inside and looked up, and just over her house was a big circle of blue sky, and all around her was chaos of this storm. So she really protected her home.
Yeah, I have heard of that also from other people.
And she felt peace and no fear.
I've had that other people comment on that when things have happened. So yeah, that is very, very nice. I mean, that's great.
Right.
Well, I don't know what else to say, but thank you for the testimonial. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like you really don't know how to, you know, as you're doing this here, what to do about it when situations like that happens. And all of a sudden, you go, wow, this stuff is gone. And you look up in the sky and you see maybe even, you know, the blue sky, or you see clouds around and you see the sunlight shining through. And it sort of takes you back because you go, wow, this clearing really helped out. Especially if you see a lot of devastation, unfortunately, around you or the nearby city or something, you know, and it never came over to your place. So it's just, you know, it's great. And, yeah, people have done that a lot with bad situations happening. Can't guarantee it always works 100%. You know, to make things perfect for you, but that's a perfect example of what I think many people have experienced. So that's great. I'm very, very happy.
Yes, thank you so much for sending in that lovely testimonial. Do we have another caller?
Hi, Ann. Hi, Ron. This is Janice.
Hi, Janice.
I have a little paranormal story to share, and I also wanted to comment on a testimonial about ley lines and timeline crashes Ron did for sample clearings the other day. And they kind of relate to each other. I know that I have talked to you guys before about my dog kind of like going crazy on me by barking, and her hair would go up and she'd be looking out the window, and I cannot see, physically see anything, but she just, like, you know, seeing something totally different. She never used to see this way, so I always felt like she's seeing something different than I'm seeing out there. Well, the other day, she was sitting outside. She likes to lay in the sun, and I was in my house, and all of a sudden I heard her. And there were, like, shrieks coming from her. She sounded like she was dying. And I went running out, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, you know, I didn't have her tied up. I hope she's not in a dog fight or anything. Well, she was out on this little private road. She was out on the road, and she was in a fight with a deer. And I thought it was just really strange and bizarre because, you know, most of the time she just kind of, like, chased the deer to the end of the property, and the deer's run off. Well, this deer did not run off. This deer, I don't know what it was doing to her. I think it was, like, bucking her. But, you know, it was fleeing back. It was, like, bucking her with its head. She had all this slobber all over. And then when I called her back to the house, the deer actually chased her. That, you know, instead of running the opposite way, like normal deer do, well, this deer chased her back to the house. And so it was like terrifying for her. She has not been the same since this happened. She's like, I could tell she's on edge, and she's just really not the same. Now my feelings are is that something was in that deer. It wasn't a normal deer. That, you know, if an alien popped in or a shapeshifter popped in. But that's what I wanted to share. But I also wanted to give a testimonial the other day. I feel like there was different ley lines going from my house to my garage. I could feel different energies. And when I would walk through space, I could see, like, different things come through, you know, like, you know, there'd be like some bugs in this one, but there wouldn't be in another space. So I got out my pendulum and I did a little walk through and I found three different ley lines. And then Ron did the clearing the other day. And then I went out there the very next morning and all those ley lines were gone. My pendulum did not move at all. It was like blended into one. So I'm really grateful for that, Ron, because I always that the energy was way different in the room outside the garage and in the garage. But I do have a question on that, though. Are those different timelines, the ley lines? You know, I guess I'm a little confused.
Yes, they are a different timeline. So the ley lines, you know, have certain territory. We'll just say that a ley line, hypothetically, is, and, you know, don't quote me at this, but just say that it's, let's just say 100-foot square, okay, 100 by 100. And so as you go, and that's one given timeline. So as you cross over the ley line, then you're in another timeline event. And they dovetail because, you know, if you're walking slowly, you might be able to feel where the ley line is because you're going to feel a little different when you walk. Most people don't have that consciousness to sense that. But you do sort of feel that when you're driving your car and you feel the energy change, you know, after you drive a couple of blocks. But basically, you know, you will have the change of the ley lines, and you may not, you may understand it somewhat, but it will change the timeline that you're on. That's the whole thing, is it will change the timeline.
So that makes a little bit more sense, because I could feel it. I was very sensitive to it, and I could see that there was like different bugs, there was different things, and each as I go through each one, I could sense them different. So then that makes sense that my dog is probably seeing things on different timelines then when she looks out the window.
That's correct.
So
you might want to do a timeline crash for your dog and the space-time to get it back here so that it may not be connected to the Beyondo that way.
Yes, because she's just not herself at all. And that was another quick testimonial I wanted to share is that, you know, you had told me before that, you know, she was picking on aliens to be my, I forgot what you call it, my handler. And I ran a bunch of those clearings, the clone clearings on her. I did them like a couple days in a row, and I wanted to share my observation that before, when she was my handler, every time I would sit down to do my life force energy or say something out loud like that, she would like jump on me or come and try to interrupt me, and she would like, you know, bring up her ball or do something to interrupt me. Well, now that I have her, I feel like she's more cleaned out. Maybe you could help me with it, Ron, if she's not, or tell me. But now she's like she sleeps in a different room than I'm in now. She doesn't have to be by my side all the time. She leaves me alone when I...
Yeah, I think you did that. That's perfect.
Yeah, I wanted to share that as I really noticed a huge difference, you know, with the way she is with me now. You know, it's like she's her own dog, and she doesn't have to be involved with everything that I'm doing. So I wanted to share that and to thank you for that.
Yeah, that's great. So thank you for calling. Wonderful. So you must be feeling pretty good. We do have that clearing, the alien attack page does have the implants on it for what we cleared out earlier here. So I think our show's coming to a close here. So what I will say again is we'll be giving out that code on Sunday. It'll last for a month for people to clear your money. And it'll be quite interesting to, you know, get the energy off of things, off the money. So you may want to take advantage of that because it is a special clearing that we have that I haven't put up on the website at all.
Right. Thank you, Ron. Wow, we're really close to the end of the show. It sounds like we have another caller. Is someone there?
Hi, Ron. I would like to ask, what is the difference between the free timeline crash on your website and the purchase timeline crash?
Okay. What timeline crash? What's that again? I heard you say the free timeline. The timeline one that you pay for is designed to get you off of emotional situations. There are other timeline crashes that are free, but it won't pertain to that.
Oh.
Right.
So
for instance, if you have a big issue with anger, you want a timeline crash anger, that would be one of the ones you pay for.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, thank you. Anything else you want to say about that, Ron?
That's probably it. So, boy, what I would say is, if you're not doing all those free clearings, number one, do them, okay? And maybe do them once a week if you can. And that's the first place to get started if you kind of wonder what's happening. And then from there, you know, when you want to get a clearing, then by all means you start out with the emotional clearing. But there's so much going on that it's hard to even put your finger on stuff right now for what we're experiencing here. Anyway, we got to go.
Yes, we're at the end of the show. I hope we'll see everyone on the intensives on tomorrow night's show. And thank you so much, Ron. Also, I didn't get to so many emails, so thank you all so much for sending in the emails, and they'll still be there, and we'll get to them when we can on the shows.
Hey, thank you, everybody. Bless
thank me. You.
Later. Bye,
bye.
Everyone.